am Father Roderick, and you are listening to a common episode for my listeners to The Break, The Walk, and Geek Week. And the reason that this dog is excited, and so am I, because the reason that you're listening to this common episode is that I have important and, I think, very exciting news for all my listeners. I'm recording this on a Saturday morning at the beginning of a new month, the beginning of Advent, and it is a chilly, misty morning here. We're still waiting for the sun to kind of try to pierce through the clouds, and there is a lot that I have to share with you because it has an impact on you as a listener, and it concerns the future of this show that you're currently listening to and the many shows that are in store for you. Let me cross the road here real quick. I'm going to run a little bit. This is the road in front of the rectory where I live, and it's one of the main roads that leads to the center of the city, so there's always a lot of traffic. And in front of my house, it's usually where they speed up. And here's some music in the background. There's a band playing there. And I'm walking towards my local shopping center. It's not really a shopping center, it's just a square with a number of supermarkets and smaller shops around it. And I think the band is for a big celebration here in the Netherlands, which is the Feast of Saint Nicholas. He's one of the most popular saints. I've talked about him in some of my other podcasts, and his memory is celebrated by a number of weeks where he arrives in our country from Spain by boat, and then for a number of weeks he is giving presents, small gifts, to the children, which is then followed by the big celebration of the eve of his feast on December the 5th, where the kids will usually get bigger presents. And sweets, of course, chocolate letters and cookies and all that stuff. Very reminiscent also of Santa Claus in the United States and North America. And that's not by accident, because, of course, Santa Claus, Sinterklaas, as we call St. Nicholas here, stem from the same tradition, and it's based on a real person, Saint Nicholas, who lived in the 4th century and was known for his aid to the poor and people in need. And this is definitely Saint Nicholas music that I'm hearing. Actually, Saint Nicholas is walking right here in front of me in his red mitre. He's got his episcopal staff, and he's wearing an alb and a red mantle. And this band is consists of his helpers, also dressed in very colorful costumes. And there's some kids dancing here. And they're playing all the favorite St. Nicholas songs that every child in the Netherlands knows. Because the way you get your presents is actually you put your shoe in front of the chimney with a carrot for the horse, because St. Nicholas walks around on the rooftops on his horse. And so once St. Nicholas finds your shoe, and sometimes a wish list, he will reward you for your attention by giving you a present. But then it's tradition that if you put your shoe in front of the chimney, you sing a song, and then you hope that St. Nicholas is on the rooftop listening to your song. And so we have, I don't know how many, just an incredible number of St. Nicholas songs that we sing as children. And for all of us as adults, we still love that tradition, because we all have these fond memories of those early days. Well, you know, it's actually quite a fitting theme for this episode, because the core of St. Nicholas' feast is giving, is sharing. And that's why I think it's such an important feast. And the same could be said about Santa Claus, because it's a reminder that life is ultimately about giving, and that makes you happy, and it definitely makes St. Nicholas happy, and that giving should not just be something for the rich, but should be for everyone. And so St. Nicholas is always helping the small, the children, the poor, the weak people, people in need, and so should we. And that has always been kind of there they are again. It's always been kind of the leading desire that I had when I started to share my shows with the world. Oh, there you go. They're even singing. Wow, this is a fancy band. Not just music, but it's a choir. When I started podcasting way back in 2005, it was a brand new technology, and I was excited about the ability to be able to share those programs with the entire world. You were no longer restricted to radio or television or corporations that should facilitate the distribution. No, you could do it yourself. But wherever you were in the world, I started podcasting in Rome. And one of my first shows was from the streets of Rome. And I uploaded it in a small room over very slow internet back then. And it reached thousands of people. And that was such an eye-opening experience, because I realized that is how I could do what I wanted to do from the moment I received my vocation. That is to share my life, my faith, my inspiration. And all the links that I saw to daily life, how faith can enhance your life and can help you understand things and can help you even understand the culture in which you live, which is often inspired by Christian values, to share that enthusiasm, I could say, with the world and with anyone. It doesn't really matter what cable package you're paying for, or as long as you've got an internet connection, then you could listen and you could become part of that community around those podcasts. And that's what I've been doing since 2005. It's been a tremendous adventure, which very soon kind of went way beyond what I could do by myself. I realized that this is something that many people were doing, but also a huge opportunity for the church to which I belong, for people all over the world. And I was kind of like pioneering and finding out how it worked and how you could make it work. And so very soon I started to find like-minded people. We got together, and that led to the foundation of SQPN, the Star Quest Podcast Network. I co-founded it with Greg and Jennifer Willits. Also had a podcast at the time. And we imagined it as an organization that would bring podcasters together that had that same vision, the same desire to share their faith, to share their interest in their outreach to the world. And from the beginning, it has always been on the kind of on the crossroads between popular culture and faith, because the leading idea was, if you want to reach people, you need to speak the same language. You need to start with the things that you have in common. And very often nowadays, that is popular culture. It's the TV shows we watch, the movies that we go to, the geeky things that we enjoy. And combining that and building a bridge between that world and the world of faith has been an incredible, fruitful approach. And so, for many years, that's what I've been doing, podcasting, creating shows, and we have created thousands and thousands of episodes. And as SQPN started to grow, also the abilities to share the message evolved. Back then, podcasting was a great invention because it allowed you to pre-download shows, store them on your mobile device. Back then, oftentimes it would be like an MP3 player or the iPod, And so you didn't have to have an internet connection wherever you could listen wherever you were. This is the time. It's kind of hard to imagine nowadays, but when, you know, Wi-Fi was extremely rare, and almost no one had internet elsewhere than at home or at work. So the ability to store these podcasts and save them for later, listen whenever you had the ability to listen, so no longer, you know, the obligation to sit in front of your television or be tuned to the right radio station and then just wait for something to appear. You could be in charge, and you could decide when to listen and what to listen to. But over time, of course, technology evolved. Wi-Fi became ubiquitous. Bandwidth grew. Mobile devices evolved. We got the iPhone, all sorts of portable devices. And in addition to audio, also online video started to soar. When YouTube appeared, and then when Google took over, that became a major platform for people to not only share their passion and their stories through audio form, but also in video. That, combined with the emergence of smaller and more affordable video cameras, made video production also something that anyone could start. And that is something that has influenced and determined a lot of the later years in my work in the media, where I started to work in television and also old-fashioned radio, but in a professional environment. And I saw how, through those media, I was able to reach massive numbers that were not necessarily the same audiences that I could reach online or through social media. And it was also, I became part of this kind of this world that has been working with professional radio production and television production for decades, and had so much knowledge and experience to offer. And it was a great new time in my life, where I was learning from all these professionals on how to tell these stories and how to use especially video television production to convey a message in an interesting and a visual way and an exciting way. And I my heart was immediately in that, because that's what I had studied in Rome from 2001 until 2003. I studied in Rome, studied social communications and my specialization was television production. And I loved it, but never did I think that as a priest, I would be able to actually do more than just simple video stuff. And, you know, working in television, that was something completely unthinkable. Well, as usual, sometimes don't underestimate what life can bring you in terms of unexpected and unthinkable things, because a few years later, I was working in television, in the world of television, and at first started as a presenter, which is kind of the easiest job. The anchors that you see on television, their job, unless they're, of course, working also as journalists, and they combine that, but if it's just being an anchor and presenting programs, that is a very, you know, easy thing to do. You basically have to say your text in front of a camera. And soon my ambitions grew, and I started to see opportunities to make my own programs and to not just present someone else's story, but to create these stories myself. And with that, I've been working for a number of years to grow that expertise. And that is when I also decided that it would be good to create a new platform for that. SQPN, StarQuest Podcast Network, was very focused on audio shows, and we were very successful. SQPN has an incredible number of different types of shows, different audiences. It's the power of the niche in a certain way. Like if you have a show about Doctor Who, there is a niche group of people, but it's a worldwide niche. It's a huge number of people that are interested in shows about their favorite TV show. Same is true with the other secret shows focused on all these popular topics that people were Googling and seeing if there was a podcast. And then listening to that, they would get in touch with the community of SQPN, and they would also start to cross over to other shows. That is how we did that for many years, and I wanted to do the same in the realm of video and see if we could build an organization that would do that really well. And so, if you've been listening to these shows for a while, you've heard me talk about how things were going and how we were growing and growing. And one of the most important developments was that we were able to build a studio in the downstairs in the rectory where I live, where we had a couple of rooms that were unused by the parish, and we refurbished them for the past few months. And now we have our own offices. We have a place where we can meet, where we can talk. I can involve other people in the production. We have an editing room with all the equipment that you need to produce television shows. And then we have a small studio with a green screen and everything we need to do live streaming and studio interviews and also audio production we've got everything in place. And for since the beginning of Tridio was an initiative on the European side. So SQPN was an American organization, a nonprofit. I founded it in Atlanta. Back then, Greg and Jennifer lived in Georgia. And so we went to Atlanta to incorporate the organization there. And it has been, and still is, up until today. Even though, over time, of course, the boards change and people come and go. And so now we have, with SQPN, a director in Boston and some other people in the Boston area that are on the board. But we also have Jimmy Akin, Father Corey, that are in other parts of the U.S. And but it's still an American organization. Tridio was an initiative by the European Foundation that I started. And we worked closely together with SQPN because a lot of the mission is overlapping. It's like reaching out and building these bridges between the culture of today and faith. Also the audiences were very similar. People kind of effortlessly switched back and forth between the social media posts and the audio posts and the video. However, on the organization side of things, it became a lot more work because we were not doing anything less in terms of podcast production. And we were working there with, I was working with the American board. And at the same time, we were building up this massive new branch in a certain way, focused on television production, on online videos. We did the Lego animations, the vlogs, the documentaries. And also there, the plans multiplied and the number of people that were involved started to grow. And we had a good board in Europe and a number of people that helped us plan these things. Because the more you want, the more it's necessary to make sure that you have a solid organizational foundation to actually pull it off, to make it happen. And so for a number of years, we've been strengthening that Tridio organization. I think we've grown tremendously. It's been such a joy to see how that started with just an idea, and now we're making, I don't know, like at least 12 shows, 12 television productions every year. We have had a number of very, very successful viral videos based on catechesis for children and families. And I've definitely dabbled into a number of video experiments the live streams on Facebook, etc., but also the vlogs and the smaller stuff. And the result of this development was that at a certain point, and I've shared this definitely with my listeners to the walk. By the way, I'm walking outside here. It's still gorgeous. This is a park, kind of circles the old city, the medieval city of Amersfoort. But I just crossed an old bridge with two little towers. It looks almost like a castle from a fairy tale. And on my right side are older buildings and a big monastery. There's still lots of sisters living today, pretty old, but monastery's still there. And the trees, big old trees here, are still, a lot of them still have their autumn leaves. So it's this beautiful orange tree right here on the right side. Beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. So the more we develop these plans and audiences, the more I started to notice that it is very, very difficult to do everything and to be everything to everyone. And I've gone through a lot of kind of a personal development where I also discovered that it's okay to choose, it's okay to focus, and to definitely let go of certain things that in theory you could do and you would be able to do well. But you're not the only person in the world that can do that, and there is an abundance of opportunity. There are many other people involved in this same effort to reach out. So the more I started to notice that trying to run two organizations, I've been the CEO of SQPN since its inception, but I'm also heavily involved, of course, in building up Tridio, and I'm doing a lot of the things. I'm not just organizing or managing, but I'm actually also the producer, the one who films and goes out there and does interviews and does the editing. And I noticed that the production side of the thing, kind of making things, being creative, that is where my heart is. That's what I love to do most. And the more I started to delegate the organizational parts, and a while ago we found a new CEO of the European organization with a lot of experience. It's someone from my parish who has, when he was still working, he's now retired, worked for big companies, and has just gave me just so much support, because he was taking care of growing the organization and taking care of making sure that we had a very solid foundation to do the work, so that I was free to focus on media production and the creative side. And for SQPN, we had also a number of changes in the board, and then Dom Bettinelli came on board, who had worked for many, many years for the Archdiocese of Boston, and was very versed in the world of communication, and he took on the role of director of SQPN and brought in a whole number of new board members. The most recent board members is Jimmy Aiken, also a good friend of the network, and who has been actively participating in a lot of these shows about popular culture, the secrets of the Orville and Star Trek and Doctor Who, but also brings in a lot of his radio experience, Catholic Answers, and a lot of organizational experience. So I felt that the more I was delegating, the more it became clear to me that my job is to create. I'm here to tell the message, to create programs, to reach out to my audiences, and the organizational stuff. There are many other people that can do that much, much better than I can. So the moment I got that clear, and that's kind of one of the main fruits, I think, of the past year, where I started to discover how much I was actually a creator and not so much a manager. I also started to make some decisions as to, you know, where is my heart? What are the things that I really want to do? And it was clear from the beginning for me that my heart was with further video production. And I love doing my current shows, the show that you're listening to as a listener to The Break and The Walk and Geek Week. And I definitely also want to continue that. And the big question for me was, but if I want to continue to have this relationship with my current audience that has sometimes been with me for 12 years, listening for 12 years to every single podcast that I made and joined me on so many adventures all over the world, if I want to continue that, and, you know, why wouldn't I? But I also want to grow. I'm crossing the road here. These are the audio signals for blind people or people that are looking at their cell phone, like half of the crowd that is crossing the road in the opposite direction. And they know when they can safely cross the road without being run over. If I want to continue to do that, but I also want to grow my projects in the world of video, I need to make a choice. Something needs to happen. But also organization, on the level of organization, it proved to be more and more difficult to run these two platforms together. Because, as you can imagine, this is a transcontinental thing. There are time zones. Like, there's 6 hours of difference between the Netherlands, where I am, and and Boston, let alone, you know, Jimmy Akin, who's in San Diego area, where it's even, like, there's half a day of difference time-wise, which makes getting together to talk, to make plans, etc., very difficult. But also the complexity of the things that we do, all these different audio shows, different topics. You may think that when you listen to The Secrets of Doctor Who, yeah, it's just a couple of fanboys who sit down and just start talking, but that's not it. Every single podcast that we produce requires a lot of preparation. It requires you to watch the episode, perhaps rewatch it, take notes, think about it. Every participant in the discussion has his or her kind of own focus on, and so has to come up with their own type of contribution, etc., etc. Every podcast requires a lot of preparation, a lot of work, and also post-production, of course. For video, you know, multiply it by 10 at least. That's a loud truck here. This is still a shopping street, and this is a food truck. They're delivering potatoes, as far as I can tell, to a store here. I guess what you hear is the audio of their cooling system. Wow, you can do this with audio, because I can tell you what's going on. If I would be filming here, this would be a disaster, because I would have to wait until this was over. You know, the free flow of podcasting allows me to quickly tell you what's going on, so you can identify the noise that you hear. With video, you know, you have much more limited scope, literally, because the camera's only pointing in one direction. And a truck is not part of the story that you want to tell at that moment. So anyway, for video, production is much more time consuming, requires even more preparation. And the post-production process, editing a podcast, can take several hours for one episode. Creating a video is, if you're fast, if you're really good at editing, it takes about an hour per minute. I'm not kidding you. So if I do a television show that's 25 minutes long, that basically takes me 3 full days of work to edit. And that is when I'm at my best and when everything I have was, you know, worked out well and I have all the footage that I need. Oftentimes, that's not the case. And you have only partially what you needed and there's still so much else you have to kind of fill in and solve in post-production. So it's a very laborious process, very time-consuming. Not to mention that, of course, on the side of Tridio, I'm not working alone. I have a number of people that I work with. I have a cameraman, you got an editor, you got Inga, the producer, we've got the board, we've got a number of people that we work with from organizations that we work with. For instance, when I produce a television show, I've got all the people of the broadcasting station that I interact with, and also they also require me to be at planning sessions, and they want to have my opinion. I have to go out there not just to film the episodes and interview people, but also be there to take extra time to film the presentations for that, which is a separate process. I'm usually heavily involved in post-production as well, because, well, we have very limited means, so it means I have to do a lot of the work. And it just became clearer and clearer that this is not something that is sustainable. And also for the organizations themselves, it's very difficult to have these common projects when there's an ocean between you and the branch of media in which you're working requires all your attention and focus. So the board of Tridio made a decision. We talked about this at length for months, and at one point they decided we should make a change, and it's better to split the organizations. Or actually, they've never been really, these were two different initiatives. You had the American Foundation and the European Foundation, and Tridio was the European initiative, and SQPN the American initiative. But they decided, basically, let's focus each on our own audiences, our own speciality, but also organization-wise, let's not try to do everything. And that is why the board. So I'm not the CEO in Europe. I'm just the creative guy. They decided we want to continue Tridio as an initiative separate from SQPN, organization-wise, etc. And so that is a big decision. And of course, I had to make a choice. I can't, personally, I couldn't do both things and continue to do both things and run two organizations or be involved in these two organizations at once. It created so much stress. Cross the road here and go to the park on the other side of the road. But at the same time, I was like creatively thinking, well, if I make a choice, I don't want to lose my audiences. I don't want to lose the interaction that I have with you as a listener, but also same thing for the people that are following me on YouTube. And of course, that became a huge thing, thanks mostly to The Force, to Star Wars, where people saw the reaction video to the Star Wars trailers. And then every single day I get comments from people that discover the videos on YouTube. It's like, whoa, that's a priest and he likes Star Wars and he is into modern culture. Let me see what else this priest does. And so that's how they discover Tridio, etc. I want to keep those audiences, but at the same time, something needed to change. So in a way, this decision to continue as separate organizations has been facilitated the process, in my internal process, to think about, okay, so what am I going to do? Where's my heart? Is definitely with video production. But more than that, it's not just the type of media, but it is the people that I reach with that media. And I have a certain interaction with them. There are things that we share, that we have in common. That's what I want to continue to do. But I can't do it on two platforms. And so a number of weeks ago, I talked with the board of SQPN. I wrote them a letter that I felt it was good to step back as a CEO of SQPN. And we figured this is not something, you cannot just pull the plug like that and just like walk away and say, okay, bye-bye. Because I was very much aware that I was one of the faces of SQPN, one of the voices of SQPN. Not the only one, but definitely if people think SQPN, they also think about my presence there. So I figured we need to give this some time And so for a number of weeks, we've been preparing this announcement. And so we came with a press release on the 1st of December, the beginning of a new month. It's also the beginning of Advent. It seemed like a natural moment to announce this, the future of both our organizations and both of our platforms. And then it would actually become effective on the 1st of January. So it's the beginning of a new year, 2018. It's also in terms of organization and accounting, etc. That's a very logical moment to effectuate the decision. But it would also give both of our organizations time to prepare the transition. And now I have to talk a little bit about the practicalities, because of course as a listener you're like, well, stop talking about St. Nicholas, just tell me if I can still get my shows. Yeah, rest assured, don't worry about that. In fact, one of the things that I've learned is you always have to look for a win-win situation, and I think what I hope will be the consequence of this decision to continue as separate organizations and focusing on their speciality. So SQPN continues as a podcast network. Tridio continues to develop video and television production. What I hope is that both organizations will have more room in a certain way, because there's no longer this complex management situation that is hampering us from growing. We can actually do more for you as a member of our audience. And so the SQPN will continue to manage the majority of the shows and the archives that we've built over the past 12 years. I mean, that's a ton of content. And SQPN is going to maintain that, distribute it, and continue the shows that were already produced by SQPN itself, which is the Secret series, etc. And they are also working on a number of future plans that need a little bit more time. So I hope that you can have some patience so that SQPN can present their plans once they're fully finalized. And on our side, Tridio, we're also working on a number of exciting plans. I'm super excited about them, which I'm going to detail to you right now, because it's important. So I've told you I want to absolutely continue to have this a relationship with you as part of my audience. And there are just certain things that I love to share with you, things that we have in common, and it's the movies, the TV shows, but also faith and how to live your life, the things that we talked about of simplifying your life, that sort of stuff. So that's what I've been doing on the break, on Geek Week, and during the walk. What I loved about the walk was this casual nature of it, and that's also something that I've noticed my YouTube audience latches on to very, very much. It's this, don't overthink it, don't overproduce it. The fact that I can just be myself, there is something, I don't know, it's something authentic about it. It gives you more the feeling, not that you're listening to a show, two more St. Nicholas helpers there on bikes, on weird yellow bikes. Is that a bike or is that a... That is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. So it's got two wheels in the front, one wheel at the back, and they sit on a saddle, so it looks like a bike, but there are no pedals. So they use it. It's like the Fred Flintstone method. They're just walking while sitting. Wow. Perhaps I should get one of those. So it's this kind of informal nature that I definitely want to guarantee. At the same time, you've also heard me say, I have a YouTube audience. There's a world to discover in video production that I also want to combine with what I'm currently doing. How do I do that? Well, this is where things are getting very excited. I've got to run because the light was turning red. I've decided two things. First one is, I want the current podcast listeners to be able to continue to do that, because I know that a number of you listen to this while they're on a walk, while they're commuting, etc. You have your rituals, so have I. So that's definitely something I wanted to keep. Then I was like, how can I bring this to the video platform as well? And that's where I was like, well, actually the things that I talk about, I can talk about them while also showing things. When I talk about a trip that I took to Rome, I could also just show you Rome and kind of go back to what I did at the very beginning of my podcasting work, which was audio documentaries, where I would just take people to places and show them around. And back then, we couldn't use video, because video was unaffordable. It was so expensive and primitive. Now I can. And of course, every video has audio. So, is it possible to create a show that is both video and audio? And so I came up with this new concept of combining both. But then, second problem, my current podcasts are long. This show is like already 40 minutes long. You can't do that in video. You can't talk for 40 minutes looking at the camera. Some people try, but nobody watches. So it needs to be shorter. And then I'm also thinking about an additional problem, is that because my shows were kind of a compilation of different topics, they were very hard to find. Unless you'd already been a longtime listener and you know what you get, but for someone who is not familiar with what I do, or with Tridio, or with our mission, why would you click on something that is called The Break or The Walk? If there is no indication, and definitely nothing searchable in there that can trigger you to listen. And so focus and having content that is more easy to identify is a major help in widening the audience and reaching more people and building a bigger community, which is, of course, what I want. And so that was the second consideration. Well, I can focus what I do in future shows and limiting to one topic per show, and then doing something that is both video and audio. And then it hit me. Like, I know what I'm going to do. I have to go back to the type of show that I did way back when I started to do this in 2005. And one of my first shows was called, once I did the episodes in Rome, which I called the Catholic Insider, because I was literally like inside the heart of the Catholic Church. When I started to do those shows on a daily basis, and being back home in the Netherlands and talking about way more than just the things in the Vatican, I figured Catholic Insider is a misnomer for what I'm doing. I gotta have something that is more appropriate. So I'm doing this on a daily basis. It's basically things that kind of give you something to listen to at the start of your day. A lot of my listeners are and were commuters, and they would listen to this in the morning. So I'm like, you know what? I'll just call it the Daily Breakfast, because that's kind of what it is. It's what you listen to at the beginning of the day. And it's something that you could even listen to while you're having breakfast, or when you're kind of in that breakfast time slot of your day. And it happens to be that I still have that domain name, and it's kind of part of my history of my early days. And I figured, I'm just going to go back to that. I'm going to go back to the Daily Breakfast. So I'm going to bring you shows on a daily basis that talk about the same topics that you're currently enjoying on these shows. So we're going to talk about the geeky things and the movies and TV shows, also about faith and life. And the second thing that kind of clicked when I was thinking about this is, I can bring what people enjoy so much about The Walk, which is this informal vibe. I'm just sharing what crosses my mind, and I'm walking around, so I'm not sitting at a desk behind a microphone, but I'm actually like taking you to places. I can bring that to the show as well, because for a video, that's what you need. We did some tests with green screen videos, where, for instance, I would talk about a movie, or I would talk about the next movie in the Harry Potter world, or whatever. And it was just so boring. It was hard to do because you're just standing in front of a camera, and there's a lot of post-production. You got to replace the green screen and insert video clips, etc. So it was a ton of work. And the actual result was just 15 minutes of talk. It's a talking head. And if there's one thing I've learned in the world of television is that talking heads are to be avoided. So I'm thinking, well, what if the episodes that I'm going to produce are always on location? Wherever I am at that moment, right now I'm in the streets of Amersfoort, as you can hear. But I may also be in Rome. Next week, I'm going to be in Rome. Well, why not? Why not film in Rome as well? Why not have a conversation where I am, in the same informal tone, but focused on the topics that you like me to talk about? And that's how, ultimately, everything came together, and I decided, well, there is one very good solution to all these different considerations, and that is we're going to focus on a daily show that's both video and audio. So doesn't really matter what your preference is. If you want to listen to the audio version, you just listen to the audio version while you're working out, while you're cooking dinner, cleaning the house, commuting. Same as always. But if you are part of my video audience and you like to follow me on YouTube, etc., or watch on the Apple TV or whatever, the Roku box or whatever it's called, then by all means, you can do that too, and you will see where I am at that moment. And I think it's possible. It's challenging because it's a kind of a shift in the way I produce this, but I think it is going to be exciting, and it is also giving me an opportunity to be with my audience every day. Now, of course, a daily show, I should not do a daily show of an hour or 40 minutes, you know. Who has time for that? Ain't nobody got time for that. But what I can do is bring you the shows with a duration that's kind of in the sweet spot of such a morning routine, which is, for daily shows, around 15-20 minutes. Actually, one of the current most popular morning shows that's posted every morning at 6 o'clock is The Daily. They came up with that many years after I did The Daily Breakfast, so they just took off the breakfast and then you have The Daily. And their duration is always 20 minutes. And I love that show because it's always about, you know, current topics. But it's well produced, and it has, this could just as well be a video show as well, but they only have budget for an audio show. So I'm thinking 20 minutes, that's 15-20 minutes is the sweet spot. That's what I can do. And so, in terms of how is this going to go in a practical way? First of all, you don't have to do anything. That's the big advantage of having had time, weeks and weeks, to prepare this. Technically, we put everything in place so that as a subscriber to either The Walk or The Break or Geek Week or all of them, we will help you to move over to the new shows, to the daily shows. There's nothing you have to do. So you will see these daily shows appear in your feed without having to change anything. The only thing that you may need to do over time is to refresh the artwork. Some of the podcasters, depends on the app that you're using, some of them will still show you the old picture of Geek Week or The Break. There's always an option to refresh that artwork, or, you know, if that doesn't work or you can't find that, very simple way is also to unsubscribe and resubscribe to the feed. It's a very simple way to make sure you get the latest artwork. So that's, you don't have to worry about that. What can you expect? Well, the same things that you get now will be in your podcasting software in the future. But to help myself produce these shows, I made a list of the things, if I had 1 week, and I want to talk about all these topics that I also integrate in my current shows. What are those 7 topics that have always been recurring over the years? And then I was like, well, what if I couple that to the day, to the various days of the week? This is a very well-known thing, like with the memes and the Twitter feeds where it's Throwback Thursday and stuff like that. I was like, well, what if I come up with my own days of the week and combine that with these different topics? And so here's what I'm currently planning to do. And of course, this is just, we're just beginning. So this may evolve over time. And of course, I'll be closely listening to you as my audience, see if this works for you. But I was thinking movies. Movie Monday. Always look for alliteration so that I can remember it clearly. Movies Monday. I always go to the movies, often go to the movies on Monday morning. It's a matinee, and there's no one in the theater. I can sit in the best seat, and it's kind of before the rush of the week. Movie Monday. I'll give you a review of a movie. Also, kind of thought about it. Am I going to do spoilers or non-spoilers? And I'm thinking, no, this is a show for everyone. So I'm going to stay spoiler-free, but I am going to give you a good review of what I thought of the movie and the themes in that movie, but without spoiling it. So it will help you decide if you have to spend your time on this movie or not. Then Tuesday, thinking, what is one of the things I've been doing since the beginning? It's travel. I love to take you to places. What is the most visual thing that I can do? Traveling. Take you to Santiago, take you to America, take you to New Zealand and Australia, take you to beautiful places in Europe. Travel. It's going to be Travel Tuesday. So every Tuesday, I will take you somewhere in the world. So this is going to be a walk. It's going to be in a totally different place in the world. Not always in the streets of Amersfoort. So Travel Tuesday. Wednesday, W. I was thinking, I love fantasy. I'm a massive fan of C.S. Lewis and Tolkien and the Harry Potter series. And what do these stories have in common? Wizards. They have wizards. And wizards, don't worry, this is not going to be a show about the occult, but wizards are kind of the symbol, in the works of Tolkien, of the people that are able to see beyond the material world, that can also see beyond the here and now. A guy like Gandalf, a wizard like Gandalf, has this broader view of history and the bigger things that are at play and the small role that the hobbits and the elves and the dwarves play with the humans in these stories. And they draw upon a power that is not theirs. That is, so I'm thinking, this is why I love wizards. So I want to talk about those stories, and there are so many exciting developments in that area of the wizarding world. There are new Harry Potter-styled movies. There is this whole new TV series in the making that will take place in Middle Earth, in the world of Tolkien, based on the stories of Tolkien. We've got the Shannara Chronicles by Terry Brooks. You've got, The Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. C.S. Lewis, I don't think I've ever done a full show about C.S. Lewis's books. You've got the fictional works of Chesterton, for instance. Chesterton wrote a poem that has been, I think, narratively, the foundation of The Lord of the Rings. I'd love to do a show about that. And, perhaps even over time I can travel to the places where these authors lived. There's so much I can do with the wizarding world. So I'm thinking Wizarding Wednesday, fantasy and the thematic, the themes, but also the oftentimes the religious elements that are in these stories. That's something I want to share with you on a regular basis. So Wizarding Wednesdays, we dive into the world of fantasy. TV Thursday. Why not? Everyone who listens to these shows watches TV. We watch Netflix. We watch other networks, Amazon Prime, etc. There are lots of exciting series. It's been a staple ingredient of The Break. And that's definitely something I want to continue to do. So why not TV Thursday? I watch things and I tell you if it's worth your time and subscription. Faith Friday. Like, Friday is usually a day where your kind of work dwindles down. You're preparing for the weekends. If you go to church on Sunday, you start to kind of think about it. The weekend is often a time where you have a bit more room in your life for faith. So the Faith Friday, often go for a walk on Friday morning. That's where I want to do what I've been doing on the show, The Walk. It's sharing. And this is not going to be a catechesis course or anything. There are so many resources out there. But what I've always been doing is how can this faith enrich your life and help you to make decisions and enlighten you literally in the day-to-day life. So that's what I'll be continuing to share on Fridays, Faith Friday. How do I integrate this faith in my life, and what are the experiences that perhaps you would be helpful to you? Saturday, what else do we need to integrate? Well, duh, if you're a listener to Geek Week, and if you've been following anything I do for the past 12 and a half years, it's of course science fiction. Sci-fi Friday, sci-fi Saturday, I should say. Faith Friday, sci-fi Saturday. There is no possible future for me without Star Wars, without talking about Star Trek, without talking about all those amazing science fiction series and movies that are making our life so enjoyable. And so that is what I will do on Saturday. We'll talk science fiction, we'll talk Star Wars, where you're listening to this in the weeks closely to the release of the next Star Wars movie, The Last Jedi. So of course, we need to make room to talk about those themes as well. And that we're left with Sunday. And I was thinking, well, I could do Sermon Sunday. Brothers and sisters, you're going to listen to a long sermon of mine. It's like, nah, people can go to church to hear a sermon or homily. Now, what is one of the things I appreciate about Sunday? It's a simple day. It's a day where you don't have to work. It's a day where you don't have to do a lot of things, and where you can focus on the things that are truly important. And it sometimes can also involve you just like letting go of a lot of things that are overstuffing your life and finding that original simplicity that makes you happy. So thinking, you know what? I've been talking a lot on various shows that I do about minimalism and decluttering and finding the essential things in your life and being more focused. Why not call it Simplicity Sunday? And I'll share with you, just like I did on The Walk for so many years, how you can simplify your life and go back to the simple things that truly matter. So Simplicity Sunday. There you go. That's the week that I have in mind. And for the video part, I think I've already told you how I'm going to do that. Nothing too fancy. I've used my iPhone during my entire pilgrimage to Santiago de Compostela. It turned out to be this amazing device to just share my walks out in beautiful Spain. I'm thinking that is the most simple, most effective tool to use for my shows. And in order to give you more stable video, I bought a gimbal, which is a kind of a three-axis balancing device that will ensure that the video that I record is always stable. Wow. So I'm walking up a square here in front of the supermarket, and there's a car with a speaker on top of the roof. Oh, yeah, right. I see. It's the driver is also one of St. Nicholas's helpers. He's got this black and pink suit, and he's probably advertising another appearance of St. Nicholas later today. And there are a number of kids here on my left that are fascinated. Here are some more helpers of St. Nicholas and more kids. They're just like their eyes wide open, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I can see St. Nicholas's helpers. It means that St. Nicholas is near. I love to see that excitement. So, the videos are going to be... I'll just talk about things while showing you around. And that can be anywhere in the world. So, stay tuned for that. And, of course, that is going to be posted on social media. But most of all, you want to be subscribed to our YouTube account, which is youtube.com/tridiomedia. That's where you will find these daily videos. I also have to inform my current followers on my personal account, which is youtube.com/FatherRoderick. That's where I put my stuff when I'm on vacation in France and I do the live streams, etc. That is not going anywhere, but these specific video shows will be available on Tridio, because that's I'm making this for Tridio and for the Tridio audience. So make sure you follow both Father Roderick and Tridio Media on YouTube to get access to that. And of course, there's the website, tridio.com, TRIDEO.com, where you can find every single new episode, as well as the subscription information. And then there's one final question that some of you may have, and that is, well, I've been supporting SQPN over the years, and been, some of you are patrons of my Patreon account. How can I help? How can I help these two organizations? Well, same thing. If you are already a donor to SQPN and you want to help SQPN to broaden their different shows and reach out and bring in new podcasters and growing the network, by all means, keep supporting SQPN. And it's definitely worth your while. I have a lot of confidence in the current board and the people that are doing the shows right now. And I think that SQPN has a great future ahead. And if you're supporting the European Foundation and you've been donating to Tridio in Europe, you can still continue to do that. And you can help Tridio to do more video productions. So information on how to do that, because we have listeners all over the world and followers all over the world. So it's definitely possible to help us directly through by donating to our foundation in Europe. But of course, another easy way is to continue to support me as a patron. And there is even another new thing for my patrons. I always want to give back to the people that help me so much. Is I've started a new show for my patrons, which is called Ask Father Roderick. And that's a show in which I answer questions that people have. It can be about anything. So it's Ask Father Roderick. It's a weekly show, but that's exclusively available to the patrons. They will get their own personalized link in Patreon that they can put into their podcasting software. And then this new show will appear that is not available anywhere else in their software, and they can listen to that show. And of course, interact with me, ask questions, etc. It's a way to build that community of the supporters. And so if you've been supporting me on Patreon, you have already made possible the shows that I have been doing for all these years. The Break, The Walk, Geek Week were also published on the SQPN website, but they have always been my projects and also financed by my own supporters. And let's be honest, oftentimes also out of my own pocket in the past. So in that respect, in terms of donations and help, nothing really is changing. Support the initiatives that you love to see grow, that you want to help, that bring value to you. And if you don't support, that's fine too. I know that not everyone is able to help or to help everyone. So that's why we want to make all this stuff available for free to the largest audience. It's like St. Nicholas. You know, if a kid doesn't have a carrot because mom didn't buy any carrots, or your sister put the last carrot in her shoe, you still put your shoe in front of the chimney, you still sing St. Nicholas songs, and you still get a present the next morning. You know, because St. Nicholas teaches us that what you need to do is share. Share without fear, without holding back, without pre-selecting who is worthy of your gift, etc. You know, you share with the world. You share with anyone who needs it. And if they want to share in return, if they want to give, you know, just trust that. Trust that if you share, if you give, people will help you to do that. And you know, there's also something like God's providence. So he'll take care of that. What is important for all of us and for me personally is to have this St. Nicholas attitude. And like, how can I share the best that I have, the most valuable things that I can make, and the most valuable experiences that I have, how can I share that with as many people as possible? And for me, that resulted in this new future for Tradio and the daily show called The Daily Breakfast. And again, final time we're going to say this, you don't have to worry about anything. All these new shows are going to appear automatically in your feed. And if you're subscribed to all the three shows that I currently do, The Walk, The Break, and Geek Week, then over time, if you see that there's a duplication, you can just delete the feeds that are duplicates and say subscribe to the one feed. That over time is automatically going to be called The Daily Breakfast. So that's a big, big, big leap. And listeners to The Break know that a number of weeks ago I was talking about this big leap. Of course, this was already in my mind. This was already going on. So I was glad to be able to share this big leap and also kind of the what it took to take this step with me. I hope you come along with me in this new future, and that you come along with SQPN as well. I can't wait to see what the future is going to bring for both our organizations. But looking back at how much we've been allowed to do, because ultimately it's not just our work, we're collaborators on a mission that transcends us. But if I see how much of a joy it has been since 2005, I can only have massive confidence and excitement about the future. And I hope you feel the same. So don't worry, everything's going to be fine. I'm not going anywhere. It's only going to get better. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your support. Please say a prayer for us. And I will talk to you soon. And I will see you soon. Take care and God bless.